Utah lawmakers approved a bill Wednesday that gives fire regulators the right to disable drones flying over wildland firefighting operations. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert called a special session Wednesday in part to address the ongoing problem of drones interfering with wildfire management efforts. House Bill 3003 permits fire officials to shoot down or otherwise neutralize an unmanned aircraft if it's in an area that's under a temporary flight restriction or designated wildland fire scene. Republican Representative Don Ipsen sponsored the bill.
For the five or six times that the drones have been sighted, they haven't been able to find anybody operating them. The important thing, I think, in this legislation is the ability to neutralize it, whether we catch the guy or not. We at least get it out of the sky and go on with their business.
Airplanes and helicopters are used to support the efforts of firefighters on the ground, but drones often force fire managers to temporarily shut down operations. The state legislature passed a law during the 2016 general session, making it a misdemeanor to fly drones over wildfires. It went into effect just 2 months ago. This bill doubles the fine. Republican Representative Brian Green voted against the bill for that reason.
If we are concerned about safety, then by all means, let's include a provision to neutralize the drone, but let's not overreact and enhance penalties that have not yet even been implemented and enforced a single time.
Several unauthorized drones were spotted over the Saddle Fire that continues to burn in Washington County. Whitney Evans, KUER News.